Everyone, I'm Chaplain John McTernan, and this is our Wednesday night. We're going to have prayer and music tonight. I normally teach at Word of Life. However, the fifth Wednesday, if there's five Wednesdays in a month, because sometimes they overlap there. They play a movie. So this is movie week. And I'm tired now. I've been sick. Monday night was really bad. But I feel better now, but very, very tired. After prayer this morning, well, a while after I lay down, didn't get up till about 2 o'clock. I felt pretty good. And now I'm getting tired again. So I think it may be the flu that I'm fighting. But anyways, let's see who's here with me. And we have Sister Kathy's here.
Good evening, Chap. I'm so glad you're able to be here.
Yeah, just tired. I can feel it. I can feel the tiredness. And Sister Sharon. Hello, Sister Sharon.
Hi, Chaplain John. And I agree with Kathy. I'm just very, very happy that you're here. And I know I said this morning, I was placing bets that we'd be doing prayer and music tonight.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing to do.
Yeah, it sure is. And then we have Sister Joy here with us. Hello, Joy. Yes, Joy, hello.
Yes.
Okay, I'm glad you're here. And then we have, is this Gigi and Randy? Hello?
This is Randy. This is Randy. We're getting our dinner together. We're really happy to hear you're feeling better. We're sorry you're still tired, but we're happy that you're feeling better and that you're here.
Yeah, I think that's part of recovering, that tired feeling, you know?
Yeah, that could well be.
So, well, yes, I am much better than I was Monday night, that's for sure.
So all
that's
right.
That's what we're going to do. We will have some prayer and singing. So if you would like to participate, you could either call in or you can come in through the website also. But if you want to call in, it's 717-409-5553. Or you can go up. In fact, I'm looking right now at the chat box. So you could come into the chat box and maybe list the song you would like. But either way, if you just want to play, hear a song, you're more than welcome. Now, Sister Kathy or Sharon, is Desmond here?
Okay. Desi is not going to be here this evening, he doesn't think. He was having to take care of a couple issues with Shia and stuff, and but he wanted everybody to know that he's thinking of them and praying.
Okay. Because I was going to, I know his song, 10,000.
Yeah. 10,000 Reasons, yeah.
So,
Love that song.
I was going to play it. But he might be listening on the radio or something.
Yes. Can I say something here real quick?
Yes.
All right. I just looked in a dial pad, and I've never seen this before. And on the left-hand side, a thing popped up that says meeting with Chaplain John, Kathy Riggs, and whoever else. And so you can copy that to share. And I just thought that was just absolutely wonderful because, you know, sometimes things are hard to figure out how to share them. So I just tested it out on Bonnie's Telegram, and it looks nice. It's like a nice big share. You can read
okay,
it.
Okay, now repeat that. Sister Sharon, repeat that.
Okay, it's an area in the dial pad on the left-hand side, and I'm not sure how I got to it, but I'm there, where it says there's a meeting with Chaplain John and Kathy and whoever else probably is. And then underneath it says joining info. And it's got like a double box that you hit, and it gives you the copy where you can copy it to your whatever. Mine's copying to my ABC thing. And I went and copied it, and I sent it to Bobby's Telegram, and now I'm going to go send it to Ariel's Telegram.
And what does it do? It links you to the show?
Yeah, it's really nice, too. Yeah.
I don't see it anywhere to click on.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I'll work on it some more and see if it accidentally comes up again, and then I'll be able to give you more info, okay?
Yeah, I mean,
me too.
Sister Kathy, do you see it?
I'm not on right this second. I'll get on and see, but I've never seen it before. Is this the first time, yes, Sharon, that you've seen it?
Yes, and it says dial pad meeting. And, okay, now I got it on Ariel's. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go try to download it on a Facebook or whatever these pages are and see what comes up.
Okay. Details, chat, participants, AI, reset, camera, share.
Yeah, it tells it, okay, how to join. Okay, it might be just more for general information or not, but I'm going to keep looking at it and see more about it.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
But it does come up with a big page full of information, so.
All right. Well, let me open with a word of prayer. Father, I thank you for this day, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for all the blessings. I thank you, Lord, that we can, from all over the country and maybe all over the world, we can come together, Lord, and be in one accord here and pray and have music. So I thank you for that. Lord, I thank you for the recovery, except for the tiredness. I feel good. So thank you, Lord. What a 2 days that's been. So, but I thank you, Lord. I pray we have a blessed time tonight and that, Lord, whatever we do is always under the blood of the everlasting covenant that you made with us on Calvary. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, I had it in my heart to play 10,000 Reasons. So maybe I'll, even though he's not here, maybe that's the way we'll start off. Can't go wrong with that. You can't go wrong with that.
That's right. Absolutely.
Here we go.
Sung a lot of hymns tonight. My favorite hymn writer was Charles Wesley. In his very last hymn he wrote, age 81 on his deathbed, it says this: in age and feebleness extreme, who shall a helpless worm redeem? Jesus, my only hope thou art, strength of my failing flesh and heart. Oh, could I catch one smile from thee and drop into eternity? Does anyone feel that unshakable hope and love for Jesus Christ in this place tonight?
Yes, on that
day when my strength is fading, the end draws me and my time has come. Oh Jesus, still my soul sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Oh, it's gonna be forever. Say, bless the Lord, my soul. Oh, my soul. Worship Him so.
Man put up a prayer hand in my message to him, so he did get the message, and we listened.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
Well, yes.
That's how we're going to start off tonight. I just, I couldn't, that was just on my mind. I was so hoping he was here. So, but that's fine, if he got to hear it anyways.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. He was finishing up a mission, you know, so got to getting that done, and then he'll probably be in, I guess. But he got to hear it.
Okay. So we'll start off with you, Sister Sharon.
Okay. All right. I'm going to pray. I would like to hear Don Moen, Our Father.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and pray and let me do that. So, dear Father God, I just want to thank you. Thank you for tonight. And I just want to say thank you so much for helping Captain John get over this flu-like mess that he's been going through. And I just pray that nobody else close to him at the house, like Nancy or the son or any of the grandkids, I get sick either. And I'm just so thankful that he is getting rest that he needs. He's needed this rest anyway. But then he got sick, so it's kind of like got mandatory that he was getting rest. And I just thank you, dear Father God, that he is recovering and stuff. We can see the look on his face that, yes, he is tired. And he has, he's tired. There's no smile going right now, but he will smile. And we are so glad to have him here, that we can pray and he can direct us and play us music. And he's our chaplain of Abba Father, and we do need him to be well. We love to hear his preaching and his teaching and all that he's got to say about the Bible. And we'll be, again, going back into the Gospel of John tomorrow night if he's feeling up to it. And that is just such a wonderful, wonderful book and a way to get back into your study. And so, dear Father, I just want to say thank you again. And Chaplain John is feeling well enough to be with us and to even play music and to pray with us. And I just thank you for that. In your name, I do pray. Amen.
Amen. Okay, I'm all ready to go. Here we go.
sins, we pray. Forgive our sins, we pray. Forgive our sins, we pray.
We're starting off really good tonight.
I mean,
really, really good. All right, I'm loaded, and let's go with Sister Sharon. No, Sister Kathy. Sharon just went.
Yeah. I got more in mind if you need them.
Oh, yeah, well, I'll need more. So, Sister Kathy. All right. Paula Jean, are you there, available?
Yes, I'm available.
Okay, if you'd lead us in prayer.
I'd love to. Heavenly Father, we just are so grateful to be together tonight. And we really enjoy the worship songs that your servants have written with a heart for you. And I pray, Father, tonight, as people come and join us and listen to the music, that the songs chosen have words that literally speak to the hearts of those that are singing along with them. That when we get through this evening, we'll all be drawn closer to you. We'll all have sensed that you have spoken to us, given us a takeaway for incorporating into how we walk with you tonight and tomorrow. And Father God, I pray that every day be that way, where we're getting closer and closer in our understanding of what's important to you, how to hear from you for your guidance, because your guidance has so much wisdom behind it that far surpasses our own. And we always see the fruit, the difference in the fruit of consulting with you as opposed to trying to figure things out. So, Father God, I just do pray that you help it become a lifestyle for us, because it is such a wonderful experience every time that we do it, because you love to be there for us. You love to give us the guidance that we need. And I do pray, Father God, for supply for the brochures that are being in very high demand, Father God. I pray you have people that have the resources and just haven't even thought of the fact that they might be able to step in and make a difference in the life of many. And so, Father God, I pray that anyone that's in that position that you deem worthy of the blessing of being able to support such an endeavor as getting more of those brochures into the hands of more of your people. I just do pray for that. It is important. This is one of those such a time as this. And so I lift that to you, Father, and I know that you and your Holy Spirit are very able, and that Jesus also is able to awaken the hearts of people and get supplies from one place to another and multiply, as Chaplain John has prayed, the actual effectiveness of each brochure that goes out, Father God, in ways that you're able, by just, you know, inspiring people to share and to take time to come together with a few. And read maybe once a week, and encourage people making the word their own, really a part of their life, and believing it, and then walking it. And so we just ask that you bring blessings in all of these areas, and then for the well-being, the health of your servants in the field as well as at home, as we've known very immediately, you know, for Chaplain John and Pastor Dove and Larry and Steve. I mean, every one of us have had our time of need. And I'll tell you, there's nothing like walking through our time of need with you. And I feel so sorry for people who don't have you. And I pray, Father God, that those who are, you know, pew sitters that think that they know you, that still have yet to find out who you are and the degree of love you have for them, I pray that your Holy Spirit start really waking people up across this nation, however you choose to have that take place, because it is so in need. And it's very much in need in the churches for the pastors to recognize what areas they have been missing from the Bible that need to be brought into the lives of their parishioners. And I just do pray, Father God, for a healing of your church, and obviously right with that, the healing of the nation, because as the church is healed, the families can be healed because they're walking closer with you. More and more people are seeking to obey you under your direction and guidance rather than just from their opinion about what you want. And so, I mean, there's so much to learn. We're going to be learning for eternity. And I just pray we make the most of this time here on earth with your help. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you for the prayer there. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
And what song would you like?
I'm going to do what I normally do. Well, let me see. I've got Jerusalem, the Holy City.
Okay.
By John Stott.
Okay.
I like that. It reminds me of my trip through Jerusalem.
When did you go to Israel?
Well, I went in 2014. That was after my big stroke. It was a miracle, totally a miracle. I signed up for it before my stroke and went to it after my stroke. And I'd been in therapy for weeks, you know, a rest home. And I got well just in time for the doctor to okay my go on the trip. And I had been there once before, and I was 50 years old, and now I'm 80, so it was 30 years ago. That was my first trip.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that you went to Israel once?
Twice.
Oh, twice. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. 30 years ago and then in 2014.
All right. All right. I've got it loaded here and we're ready to go. Now, you know, John Starnes, I thought he was just one of the greatest. And I mean, he was in the day, he was really outstanding, but I don't think he just reached what he could have reached, in my opinion. I don't know why. He was wonderful, absolutely wonderful. Do you follow what I'm saying?
I do follow, and yet he may have had a different assignment. He may have been moved on.
Yeah,
you know, it's like we don't always see what goes on in someone's life, but we are sad when someone who is gifted disappears from our life.
Yeah, that's kind of like it, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just have to trust that God is really helping everybody that asks for the help to be on the track that he wants them on when he wants them on it. And, you know, we're all learning. And it's just, I think, more of us.
I'm loaded. I'm up and ready to go. All right. Oh, you ready?
Yep, absolutely. Oh, do you want me to pray first?
Yeah, if you want to pray.
Okay. So, Heavenly Father, I think I just did pray minutes ago.
Yeah, you did, but I'm going to let you go a second time.
Again? I don't know why I had a little blank there. You know, I guess it's because I got onto the song and onto John. But, Father God, if there's anything else, yes, there is something else. Be with our leaders, Father God. I pray that you protect them from the liar, from the deceiver, and you give them this discernment that they need right at this moment, for so many things that are going on around this world. And just as we are learning to remember the prophecies, that I just know that man in his own wisdom cannot accomplish what you need to have accomplished for the sake of your people and your land and the lost. So I just lift our leaders up to you. I pray, Father God, that Holy Spirit lead them in such a way that they can bring glory to Father God, and so that they can proceed according to his will with regard to Israel, Jerusalem, the IDF, Benjamin Netanyahu, and President Trump, the protection for them that they need, and also the strong guidance that they need, and the faith in following that guidance, having the confidence, but also continuing to look for and give thanks for what you do in taking care of them and helping them through the maze and through the battle. And so I just lift that up to you in Jesus' name, because I haven't done that today, so now I have. Okay. Amen.
All right, here we go.
One night while I was sleeping, I had a dream so fair. I stood in old Jerusalem beside the temple. Children singing, and ever as they sang, I thought the voice of angels from heaven in answer rang. The sun grew dark with mystery, and the morn was cold and chilled as the shadow of a cross arose upon a lonely hill. As the shadow thank you. once again. My dream was changed. New earth there seemed to be. And I saw the holy city beside the crystal sea. The light of God was on its streets, and its gates, they were open wide, that all who would might enter, and no one was denied. No need of moon or the stars by night, or the sun to shine by day. For it was the new Jerusalem that would not pass away. It was the new Jerusalem.
John Starnes. Wow. Wow. All right, let's see who we have next in the lineup here. Sister Kathy.
Y'all know John Starnes is dead, right?
Yes.
Okay. It kind of sounded like you thought he might just have fell by the wayside. I'm just going to say the song with Selah, There Is a Fountain.
Sure.
And I will pray right quick. I am so sleepy, so
you caught it from me.
I think so, and I'm like, please, Lord, don't let anything else that happened to him come. But my feet are cold and my hands are cold. That is crazy.
Well, I tell you, that's what I felt. I felt real cold. I'm sleeping with two blankets on me.
Yep, that is. Isn't that just our bodies are so interesting. That is for sure. Well, Lord, I just thank you so much for tonight. I thank you for John feeling better. And I thank you, Lord, that I will not get sick in Jesus' name. And I thank you that when we wake up in the morning, it's going to be another new day. And we're still here on planet Earth. And we're just looking forward to the praise and worship and ministry for your children, and that is what we're going to do. I thank you. I'm so sad time is changing. This this week. It's so long when the night is just forever dark. But Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that people will adjust and there'll be no sundowners kind of thing going on with people, and just help in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for Israel. I pray for Jerusalem. I pray for Netanyahu. I pray, Lord, for President Trump in, I think it's Asia that he is, and just pray that he will have strength. How is he doing that? And what a mockery people are making of him. Like, this is messed up. He needs an MRI. But anyway, Lord, he is doing a good job in Jesus' name, and it's going to come out just the way it's supposed to, Lord. And I pray, Father, that you will restore what the canker worm, the palmer worm, the caterpillar, and locust has consumed in America. And I thank you that it looks like we're spared from the effects of the hurricane out there that just pulverized Jamaica. And I just thank you that it is going away from America in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray for this Halloween. There are so many houses that have put up skeletons and demonic attraction, Lord. I just don't know how people think that's a good idea. But Lord, I pray that children will be spared and be safe. And Lord, we just pray wisdom on parents. And Father, I pray right now, Lord Jesus, that you bless Abba Father International Fellowship and everything that it concerns. And Lord, I pray for everybody in it, Lord. And I just thank you that you are working all things together for good. And your good is that the kingdom of God be glorified and be extended and expanded and enlarged. And that is what can happen. And I thank you, Lord. I pray for everybody on here on this program right now, those who will be listening later. And we just thank you for the good and perfect will of God. And there's just so much else, but I cannot think of anything right now. But Lord, I do pray for all the people that are coming to know you, all the people who are waking up and realizing the truth is that you are God, and beside you there's no other. And Lord, I thank you for the fivefold ministry, their spouses and children, home and foreign missionaries, Christian TV, Christian radio, Bible printing companies, tract printing companies, musicians, poets, artists, just songwriters, and just thank you, God, for how the body of Christ does. And we love and we are to be loved. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, here we go.
There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from lose.
That is one special song.
I love it.
Yeah, that's a special song. Okay, now let's see. Go over here. Hang on while I get back over. Oh, Gene, no. All right, we have Gigi and Randy.
Yes. Okay, I have a couple things I need to pray for. And Lord, first of all, we just want to thank you and praise you that John is feeling better. And we pray that he would have a complete recovery without any other issues. And we thank you for the prayers that you have answered for us over the years. And we're grateful. And we come before you with praise, thanksgiving, honor, and to your glory, Lord. And I want to lift up, I can't think of the guy's last name. His name's Kevin. He's an MAF missionary pilot, Mission Aviation Fellowship. And he was kidnapped by, what did I tell you, ISIS or something?
He was an Islamic group. An Islamic group, I know that.
Yeah, the Islamic group, yes. Jihad. He was kidnapped, jihad. He was kidnapped in Niger, and I don't think that they've heard anything about him, but we just pray for this man and his family and the mission that is there, and that you did a miracle with Evangelist John, so we're asking you for the same miracle for this man, that he would be returned unharmed. And we pray for all the missionaries and the pastors in these countries that are so dangerous, Lord. And we also want to lift up this coming, it's this weekend, Lord, where the SNAP is going to end. And we heard a news report about that. There are a lot of people that they're not supposed to be on SNAP forever, but that's what they've been doing. And there's groups in like Minneapolis and Michigan, certain ethnic groups, and they're planning on rioting and ripping stores apart and attacking people. So, Lord, we're asking you to be in control of this whole situation And we know that some of these people are illegal. And so we're praying for law enforcement and all of the people involved in this kind of an issue. And we know that this has been orchestrated so that there would be violent outbursts in cities, closing businesses down, people starving, all kinds of craziness. But Lord, we're asking you to have mercy on our country and have mercy on the people in our country that belong here. And we also want to lift up the situation in Venezuela, especially with the Chinese being there and manufacturing all kinds of things that come into our country and kill our people. And so it looks like there's a lot of activity going on in that area. So we pray for great wisdom and that your hand would be there with our troops and with President Trump and all the people that have to make military decisions, like Pete Hegseth and all the others. And we pray protection on our military in every way. And we thank you. We thank you that that you are watching over us. And we pray for the Navy carrier that is on its way there. And we're grateful that that Melissa has died down, and I'm going to continue to pray for our pastor friend's family that live there, and they haven't heard from them. So we just pray for those people there in Jamaica, that you would rescue them and help them and protect them, Lord, from all of this aftermath and no power, no food, no water, those kinds of things. So we just are praying for mercy on them. And I just lift all of us up to you, that you would give us great wisdom and strength and discernment so we are able to stay away from any kind of violent outbreak. And so I just praise you and I thank you, Lord, for those things that we have all asked for, and that you would have mercy on all of us and have mercy on your people, Lord, and bring a great outpouring of your Holy Spirit. And we just praise you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Randy, do you have a song?
Wow.
Do you want Randy Travis?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Okay, anything by Randy Travis.
Jerusalem Cry.
Or Jerusalem's Cry. That's a good one.
We're on Jerusalem tonight, huh?
Yeah. Okay, thank you, John.
Yes.
The storm on the rise, look around, you can't deny, this is the hour of heaven's time. Armies gather in the east for the war that's soon to come. Death will march with the mark of the beast. So seek the light and walk with the sun. Soon we'll see his wrath come down, and the Lord descending from the sky. When you hear the trumpet sound, God has answered Jerusalem's cry. Black and the moon blood red, and the stars fall from the sky. The word of God in the Bible says we're living in the end times. Soon we'll see his wrath come down,
cry. God has answered Jerusalem's cry.
Soon the dead in Christ will rise and join him in the sky. And even unbelievers will see God has answered Jerusalem's cry. God has answered Jerusalem's cry.
I think we got Sister Rita up here next. Hello, Sister Rita.
Hello, Chaplain. Okay, do you want me to pray first?
Just tell me the song that you want.
Okay. Glory to God in the Highest by Ernie Haas.
Okay, as soon as you finish praying, then I'll play it.
Okay, that's fine. Father, I thank you for the day. And, Father, you are my refuge and you're my Savior, my Lord and my God, Father. I give you thanks for everything that you have provided for me and how you have taken, care of me, Father, throughout the years. Father, I pray for America, Father. I pray that you please help us during this time of trouble in America, with all the riots that are happening in our major cities. And now we're going to have some more violence because of the SNAP not being funded during this shutdown of our government. Father, I ask that in your name, I ask that you will convict a handful of Democrats to cross over and vote for this bill that they have in the Senate to open up the government. I pray that you would strengthen these Democrats that we need to cross the line, and I ask that you would strengthen their hearts and that you will open up their eyes. I pray, Father, that you open up the moderates that are in the Democratic Party in the Senate, that you open up their eyes to that how corrupted the Democratic Party has become, and help those people, Father, now that are going to lose their SNAP, and open up those people. Open up their eyes that rioting and destroying other people's property is not the answer. And I pray, Father, that you can stop these riots and that's happening in our major cities. Father, I pray that you have mercy on America, which we do not deserve, Father. I pray for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in America. And I pray for President Trump that you will strengthen him and encourage him, guide and direct him in all of his decisions that he makes for America and for Israel, Father. And I pray for the friendship that Trump has with Netanyahu, that it would become stronger, and that there be no division in our relationship with Israel, Father. Excuse me. Bless Trump, Father. And Father, I pray for Israel. I pray that you protect Israel. And I pray that the Jews in Israel would turn from their secular and wicked ways, that they will turn to you and your son, and they will come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. I pray this, Father, for all of the Jews that live in Israel. And I pray that you would protect the IDF, Father. I pray for the saving knowledge of each and every soldier. And I pray that you will bless Huckabee, and that he would be a blessing to Israel, Father. Guide him and direct him in the decisions that he makes for Israel. And Father, and bless Netanyahu. I pray for the salvation of his soul and his wife, that they would come to the saving knowledge of your son. And I pray that that you would strengthen him and encourage him. Bless Netanyahu, bless his wife and his family, Father. And I pray for Chaplain John, Father, that you will strengthen and encourage him, and bless Nancy, and bless Chaplain John, and bless his family, Father. And I pray that you will guide and direct all that Pastor Chaplain John writes and teaches. And bless his finances to Father. And Father, I pray for the Abba Father Fellowship pastors. I pray that you would encourage and strengthen, and that you will bless their churches. And I pray that their churches be an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in their churches. Provide food, water, housing, clothes to the Upper Father Fellowship churches, Father. And Father, and I pray for Israel's, Israelis hostages. I pray that you'd heal their broken hearts, minds, and bodies, Father. Strengthen, encourage, and comfort each and every one of them, Father. And I also pray that they will come to the saving knowledge of your son, each and every single one of them, Father. And Father, I pray for Kathy's brother-in-law. I pray for his family and anyone, Father, that was affected by his tragic and terrible death. Comfort and strengthen and heal each and every one, Father. And also, Father, I pray for everyone that is online tonight. I pray that you would bless us, comfort us, encourage us, and heal us, Father. For I pray this all in the name of my Lord, my Savior, my God, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. All wonderful, wonderful prayers. Amen, amen, amen.
Angels said, behold, the Messiah's come, the one of whom you read, and as they spoke to men that day, the heavenly host around them go join in to say, glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, the goodwill to men.
angels announce his arrival in the little town of Bethlehem. Hallelujah to the Lord, sing holy, he was born to save the world from sin. Glory to God in the highest glory, hallelujah to the Lord, amen.
Until today, the wise men come, offering their praise to God's anointed one. And as they spoke, their heart felt love. This glorious sound was on my ear, Mama.
I guess it's my turn, and I think I want to play a song first and then pray. And let me see. Keep his own suspense. All right, I'm ready to go. Jerusalem. I figured I'd go along with the theme. It seems to be the theme tonight.
John saw a city that could not be hid. John saw this city. Oh, yes, he did. John caught a glimpse of the golden throne. Tell me all about it. Go right on around the throne. He saw a crystal sea. There's got to be more. What will it be? I want to go to that city he saw, New Jerusalem. Jerusalem,
streets that are golden. And I want to run where the angels have trod.
John saw the lion lay down by the lamb.
I want to know everything about that land.
John saw the day, but he did not see night.
The Lamb of God, well, he must be the light.
And he saw the saints to worship the great I Am,
crying, worthy, worthy is the Lamb.
To go to that city he saw,
New Jerusalem. Jerusalem, I want to walk your streets that are golden, and I want to run where the angels have trod.
Okay, let's see if anyone snuck in here. No? So let me pray. Father, I thank you for tonight, Lord, the ability to play our favorite songs. They're all wonderful, Lord. Heaven is just going to be one incredible, like music, Lord. I know it. And song and praise. And thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. So, Lord, I'm bringing before you, Lord, America. And, Lord, you put President Trump in office for a purpose, Lord. You saved him from being assassinated. Lord, you saved him from going to jail. And I don't know whatever else, Lord. Probably things we don't even know, but we're not aware of. So, Lord,
this there were some schemes and stratagems of the evil one, and he wants to use this incredibly awful, demonic Democrat Party to trigger a revolution, Lord, by holding back food, Lord, for the, I guess, I don't know what you call them, Lord. But so, Lord, you could see the scheme. It's all there. They full speed ahead, Lord. They want to do this. I pray you give the president all the wisdom needed, Lord, to break this, Lord. That you would do whatever, Lord. Maybe you would change the hearts of some of these Democrats, Lord. Hardened sinners, Lord. They are evil, Lord. But whatever it is, Lord, that it would break this, Lord, and we want the country wide open for a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit, Lord. That's what we want, Lord. The country wide, wide open for the great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Sweeping the country from one end to the other, Lord. So thank you. Thank you, Lord, for we can come before you in prayer. And, Lord, we know beforehand. That's the beauty of this. We know beforehand so we can intercede before you. Lord, in fact, I'm crying out to you, Lord, in supplications, Lord, with how wicked this is. I mean, it is wicked, Lord. So your people are crying out to you that you will turn this around against them. I don't know how, Lord, but you will turn it around against them, Lord. Thank you and praise you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. We give you the glory and the honor, Lord. And Lord, we want, when this year's turned around, it stops or whatever it is, we want to praise you and thank you for it, Lord. This is man-made. This is their plans, Lord. So, Lord, thank you, Lord, that you're interceding, because you're our Abba Father, and we're asking Abba Father to intercede for the nation, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. And we just can't thank you enough, Lord. So, Lord, we have been praying for years and years and years. That great outpouring. Now we see really some move of it, Lord, now. It's like a prairie fire rather than a forest fire. So we're praying, Lord, for that forest fire, Lord. Sweeping the country, Lord. Sweep all the evil out of the way. Suppress it, Lord. So that we can go, and then we'll be a host, Lord, to go to heaven with you, Lord, in the rapture. Huge, huge numbers, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We praise you and thank you, Lord. Can't thank you enough. We give you all the glory and the honor and the praise. And Lord, I want to bring before you Pastor Zephaniah, whose brother tragically passed away. He just fell and died. So the whole family's grieving, Lord. So we're asking that you would comfort him and his family, Lord. And, you know, Pastor Zephaniah has had some problems there, Lord, with Gladys's health, with the passing of her father, Lord, and now the passing of his brother. So we're asking you comfort him and his whole family, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. We praise you and thank you, Lord. Lord, I want to thank you for those that prayed for finances for the brochures, Lord. It's like a Mount Everest in funds, Lord. To me it is, but not to you, Lord. Although, I don't know how many, 10, 15, I can't add it up right now, Lord. I can't add it up, but it's a lot. And Lord, what we're so happy about is people read this brochure about the broken heart, about you healing the brokenhearted. And Lord, they respond. They respond to you in salvation. They respond to you in prayer for you to heal their broken hearts. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We praise you and thank you for that, Lord. We want to see the whole earth covered with it, Lord. Covered.
if not with the brochures, Lord, the preaching of it. Preaching, Lord. The pastors pick it up and preach it like they're doing in Cuba, Lord. That's exactly the feedback we got about Cuba. They don't have Bibles there, but the pastors and evangelists memorize the scriptures and the prayer, and they went around and they are preaching, Lord. Amazing. And winning souls. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. So exciting, Lord, to be a part of your end-time ministry, Lord. And it's something to see. We're on a different track, Lord. The devil has his crowd there, Lord. And it looks overwhelming. Well, it is in a sense. But then you have your track, Lord, and it's quiet and peaceful. And it's kind of like a subway underground, Lord. It's not really seen. Now, a big revival would be seen. The great outpouring of the Holy Spirit would be seen, Lord. But right now, the work that you're doing, it's there, Lord, and we see it. We see what you're doing, Lord, right under the devil's nose. He cannot stop it as long as we pray. So we thank you, Lord, for that. And a huge outpouring of the Holy Spirit now. Worldwide. Worldwide, Lord. So we praise you and thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. And amen. Well, Sister Sharon, my voice is just about gone now.
Yes, it sure is. You're sounding very silent. And maybe it's time for you to call it a night.
Yeah.
And everything. And
yeah,
I know Ariel was in the background, and she wanted to know if the show was over yet. And I said that you were doing a prayer, probably your finishing prayer, but she's praying for me too. And everybody wants you to rest and get better.
Okay. Yeah, I've just about lost my voice. Well, God bless everybody. It was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful night.
Yes, amen, amen.
And looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
O God of burning, cleansing flame,
send the fire.
Your blood-bought gift today we claim.
Send the fire.
Yeah.